This year will be Masichtas Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel, but we will start three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara here is in the middle of the sugya concerning the dinim of Ibur Hashono, the dinim of adding an extra month to the year, a 13th month, an extra month of Adar. And the Gemara said earlier in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that one of the three reasons that would cause the Sanhedrin to be Ma'abed Hashono to add this extra month was the Tkufa, the season, in order to make the Tkufa come in its proper time. Because as we know, the seasons of the year depend on the cycle of the sun. Even though our calendar, our months, are based on the cycle of the moon, nevertheless the seasons of the year depend on the cycle of the sun. And we know that the sun makes a complete cycle, 365 days. And since there are four seasons of the year, the season of Tkufas Nisan, which would be the season of spring, then you have Tkufas Tammuz, which is the season of the summer, then we have Tkufas Tishrei, the season of Tishrei, which is the season of fall or autumn. And then we have Tkufas Teves, the season of winter. And since there are four seasons of the year, so each season takes up 91 days approximately. And in order to have the Tkufa come in its proper time, that the Tkufa should match with that month of the year that it's supposed to come in for the certain reasons the Gemara is going to give later on, that would be a good enough reason for Rachamim to add an extra month to the year in order to have the Tkufas come in its proper time. And here the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Ei Ma'abrenes Hashono, you would not add this extra month to the year if it would be because of the Tkufa, Eleim Kein Hoysa Tkufa Chaseiro Ruba Shel Chodesh. And if the Tkufa, the season, was missing the majority of the month. In other words, that the new Tkufa that was supposed to come, and here we are referring to the Tkufa of Tishrei, that if the Tkufa of Tishrei would come in the middle of the month of Tishrei in such a way that this Tkufa would be missing the majority of the month, which means that the majority of the month of Tishrei would not be part of the Tkufa of Tishrei, but that would still be the end of the Tkufa of Tammuz, so then the Chachamim, the Sanhedrin, would add an extra month. In other words, at the time of Adar, when they would calculate and see that if they would not add this extra month Adar, then by the time Tishrei would come around, so the majority of the month of Tishrei would not be part of the Tkufa of Tishrei, it would be missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei, it would still belong to the Tkufa of Tammuz, so then the Chachamim in Adar yet would add this extra month of Adar, so then, since they added another month, by the time the Tkufa of Tishrei comes around, it will be in the beginning before the month of Tishrei will start yet. And he says, "V'kama ruba shel chodesh." How much is the majority of the month? In other words, when would the Chachamim and the Sanhedrin be Ma'abed Hashana? How many days of the month of Tishrei must be missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei in order for them to make this extra month? So he says, "Shisha Asar Yom," 16 days, which means that if 16 days of the month of Tishrei still belong to the Tkufa of Tammuz, and the day of the Tkufa would start on the 17th of Tishrei, so then the Sanhedrin would add an extra month in order for this not to happen. But if it would be less than that, for instance, if only 15 days would be missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei, only 15 days of Tishrei would belong to the Tkufa of Tammuz, and the Tkufa of Tishrei would fall on the 16th day of Tishrei, so then they would not be Ma'abed Hashana, they would leave it as it is. Because, as the Gemara will explain later, it doesn't matter if 15 days of the month of Tishrei are not part of the Tkufa of Tishrei. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad ve'esim yoim, that up to 21 days, in other words, if the Tkufa comes out on the 22nd day, 21 days of the month of Tishrei belong to the Tkufa of Tammuz. And on the 22nd day of Tishrei, that's when the Tkufa of Tishrei will begin, that's when the Chachamim, the Bezdin, would be Ma'abed Hashana. But if it would be less than that, in other words, if let's say 20 days of the month of Tishrei would belong to the Tkufa of Tammuz, and the Tkufa of Tishrei would fall on the 21st day, then the Chachamim would not be Ma'abed Hashana. Because in a case like that, it doesn't matter, and therefore we don't have to do anything in order to change this. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And both of them, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, darshan it, learned it out from the same pasuk. The pasuk says concerning Sukkot, Chag Osif Tkufas Hashana. And this is the holiday, the yontif of the gathering, when you gather the tvua from the field, and it's in the time of the tkufa of the shana, of the season of the year. In other words, what the Pasuk is saying, that this Yontev, which is the Yontev of Sukkot, the Yontev when we gather the Tfuah, has to come out in the Tkufa of the year, which means in the new Tkufa. In other words, the Yontev of the Osif, of Sukkot, has to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. So Marsov, our one holds, and this is the Yehuda, he holds, Kulei Chag Be'ineh B'Tkufa Chadosha, that the whole Yontev has to be in the new Tkufa. Umar Sova and the other one holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, Mikses Chag Bina Betkufa Chadosha. Only part of the Yontif has to be in the Nutkufa. One thing is for sure, that according to both, the first day of Sukkot does not have to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei in the Nutkufa. And that is because the Torah says Chag HaOsif Tkufa Sashono, the Yontif of gathering has to be in the Nutkufa. Now since the first day of Yontif, you cannot gather the Tfuah from the field anyway because it's Yontif, and it is a Malacha to gather the Tfuah in the field. So therefore, when the Torah says Chag HaOsif should be in the Nutkufa, it does not refer to the first day of Sukkot. That is according to everybody. But one opinion says that all the days of this Yontif, all the days of the Osif have to be in the Tkufa Sashona, in the Nutkufa. And therefore, the 16th day of Tishrei, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, which is the first day of this Yontif, that you are allowed to gather the Tfuah, and even though normally you're not allowed to do a Melacha on Chol HaMoed either, but if it's a Dover HaOved, there's going to be a loss, etc., under certain circumstances, you are allowed to do a Melacha on Chol HaMoed, and you are allowed to gather the Tfuah. So he learned that when the Torah says, Chag HaOsif, Tkufas HaShono, that every day of this Yontif, every day that you are able, possible, to gather the Tfuah, has to be in the Nutkufa. And therefore, even the 16th day of Tishrei, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, must be in the Nutkufa. And therefore, he says, that if 16 days is still in the old Kufa, which means that the Tkufa of Tishrei will fall on the 17th day, so then not every day of Chol HaMoed will be part of the Nutkufa. Because the 16th day, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, will still belong to the old Kufa, to Tkufa Tammuz. And therefore, if this happens, the Yehuda holds, the Sanhedrin would be Ma'abed Hashana. Because this already would not fit to the Pasuk where it says, Chag HaOsif Tkufas HaShana. But Rabbi Yossi holds, that when the Torah says, that Chag HaOsif has to be in the Nutkufa, it doesn't mean every day of the Osif has to be in the Nutkufa, but as long as part of the Chag HaOsif is in the Nutkufa, that is still good. And therefore, as long as 20 days are in the old Kufa, and the Nutkufa will fall on the 21st, and since the 21st day of Tishrei is the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, so still part of the Yontif of Sukkot, part of the Chag HaOsif, will be in the Nutkufa. At least one day will be in the Nutkufa. And therefore, you still are not Ma'abed HaShana, because it does fit to what the Pasuk says, Chag HaOsif Tkufas HaShana. Only if 21 days of Tishrei will belong to the old Kufa, and the new Tkufa will fall on the 22nd day. The 22nd day already is Shmini Atzeres. It is Yontif, which is not part of Sukkot. And second of all, it is Yontif, and you can't not do any Meloch anyway. So no days of the Otsif will be in the Nutkufa. That's when the Chachamim, the Sanhedrin, will be Ma'abed HaShana. So they both learned out from the same Pasuk. The difference is whether we hold all the days of the Osif have to belong to the Nutkufa, and therefore, if 16 days are in the old Kufa, you would be Ma'abed HaShana, or you hold that at least one day has to be, but not all, and therefore, if it's 21 days, that's when you would be Ma'abed HaShana. But then the Gemara continues and says, Maika Sovri, what do they hold? Ika Sovri, Yoin Kufa Goymer, Belav Hocha Name, Loi Lamanda Omer Kula Chagike, Veloi Lamanda Omer Mikses Chagike. Because we have a machloikis concerning the day of the Kufa. When we say that a certain day falls at Kufa, so there is a machloikis, what that day is. Is the day that we say that Kufa falls, is it the last day of the previous Kufa, or is it the first day of the new Kufa? And that's what the Gemara is saying here. If these two Manda Oman hold that the day of the Tkufa, the day that Kufa falls on, is the end of the previous Tkufa, so when you have 15 days, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or if you have 20 days, according to Rabbi Yossi, which we said before, if it happens like that, then you are not Ma'abed, but still you should have to be Ma'abed. For instance, if you have 15 days that belong to the old Tkufa, and the day of the Tkufa falls on the 16th. Now, if you hold that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one, so it comes out that when does the new Tkufa start? On the 17th. So it comes out that the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the 16th, even though this is the day of the Tkufa, nevertheless, it still belongs to the old Tkufa. So you don't have the whole Yontif, meaning the whole Chol HaMoed, as a part of the new Tkufa. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say that if you have 16 days missing of the Tkufa, that's when you're Ma'abed the Shana. But if you would have 15 days missing, you would not be Ma'abed, because then you have the whole Chol HaMoed part of the new Tkufa, but it is not so. Because if you have 15 of the old, and the day of the Tkufa is the 16th, that day is still part of the old one. So that day is missing to the new Tkufa, so you don't have the whole Chol HaMoed part of the new Tkufa. And the same is according to Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that if you have 20 days missing, then you would not be Ma'abed, because the 21st, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed, will be part of the new Tkufa. But if 20 days are missing, and the day of the Tkufa is the 21st, and if you hold that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one, so the 21st day, which is the day of the Tkufa, is still part of the old Tkufa. The new Tkufa does not start till the 22nd. So you do not have any days of Chol HaMoed to be part of the new Tkufa. So you should also have to be Ma'abed. So why did he say that only if 21 days are of the old Tkufa, and the day of the Tkufa falls on the 22nd, that's when you are Ma'abed? But if 20 days are of the old Tkufa, and the day of the Tkufa itself is the 21st, you would not be Ma'abed, but you still would have to be Ma'abed if you hold that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous Tkufa. Therefore the Gemara says, Elo, therefore you must say, Kasovre, that they both hold Yoim Tkufa Maschil. And the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa, not the end of the old Tkufa. And therefore, if you would have 15 days according to Rabbi Yehuda to the old Tkufa, and the day of the Tkufa would be the 16th, then that day already would be part of the new Tkufa, so you would have every day of Chol HaMoed, including the first day of Chol HaMoed, the 16th of Tishrei, part of the new Tkufa. And the same according to Rabbi Yossi, that if you would have 20 days in the old Tkufa, and the 21st would be the day of the Tkufa, then you would have at least one day of Chol HaMoed, Heshana Rabbah, the last day, would be part of the new Tkufa, because the day that the Yom Tkufa is already the beginning of the new Tkufa. And therefore, only if 21 days are of the old Tkufa, and the 22nd is the day of the Tkufa, that's when Rabbi Yossi says that you would have to be Ma'abed Hashana. But Lechura, there's a question that Rasha asks here, that why is it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have 16 days to the old Tkufa, and the 17th day will be the day of the Tkufa, you are Ma'abed Hashana. And according to Rabbi Yossi, if 21 days are part of the old Tkufa, and the Yom HaTkufa is the 22nd, you are Ma'abed Hashana. L'chura, in a case like this, you have another Eitzah, which is L'chura, a better Eitzah than this, and you would avoid the problem. All we have to do is be Ma'abed the month of Elul. Add an extra day to the month of Elul. We always know that the month of Elul is Chaser, is missing, which means that the month of Elul is only 29 days. So why not add another day to the month of Elul? So then, everything would be pushed off one day. So if normally 16 days should be of the old Tkufa, and the day of the Tkufa should be the 17th, or, according to Rabbi Yossi, 21 days out of the old Tkufa, and the Yom HaTkufa is the 22nd, but if you push it off a day, so then automatically you would have only 15 days to the old Tkufa, and the 16th would be the day of the Tkufa. And in case of Rabbi Yossi, you would have 20 days to the old Tkufa, and the 21st would be the day of the Tkufa. Because if you add an extra day to the month of Elul, so Rosh Hashanah gets pushed up a day, so everything is a day later, so it comes out that you will have another day to the new Tkufa. Because when you add an extra month to the day, it doesn't affect the Tkufa, because the adding a month to the day is connected to the calendar, which is based on the moon. The Tkufas follow, as we said before, the sun. So the Tkufa will be on its day anyway. But the only difference will be, like this, the Tkufa will be on the 17th of Tishrei, but if you push it off a day, the Tkufa will be on the 16th of Tishrei. Or according to Rabbi Yossi, in his case, like this, the Tkufa would be on the 22nd of Tishrei, and by pushing it off a day, the Tkufa will be on the 21st of Tishrei, and you will have, according to each one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you will have the whole Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you will have at least one day in the new Tkufa, and you wouldn't have to add a whole month earlier in the month of Adar. And this was an easier Eitzah, rather than adding a whole month and pushing everything off a whole month. So Rabbi Yehuda should have said that when must you be Ma'abed the Shona, add an extra month, if 17 days are in the old Tkufa and the day of the Tkufa is on the 18th. Because then, even if you will add a day to the month of Elul, still the Yom HaTkufa will be on the 17th, so you're still missing a day of Chol HaMoed to the new Tkufa. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he should have said that if there are 22 days to the old Tkufa. Then, even if you will add an extra day, it won't help, because then the 22nd will be the new Tkufa, and you still won't have any days of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. But Lepoel, they don't say that. Lepoel, Rabbi Yehuda says, if there are 16 days to the old Tkufa, already you are Ma'aber. And according to Rabbi Yossi, if there are 21 days to the old Tkufa, you are also Ma'aber. And Rashi answers that we cannot add an extra day to the month of Elul, because then we will destroy the whole cheshbon of the day, the Yomim Tovim in Tishrei. Because by this we have a rule that Loi Adu Rosh, which means Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on a Sunday or on a Wednesday or on a Friday. And the reason is because we don't want two Shabbosim to be one after another. So we don't want Hashanah Rabbah to come out on a certain day of the week, whatever it is. But the Chachomim L'Chatchila, when they set up all the months, they L'Chatchila plan it so that Rosh Hashanah should not come out on a Sunday or on a Wednesday or on a Friday. Now, if we're going to add an extra month, day to the month of Elul, since L'Chatchila it was planned that Rosh Hashanah should not come out on any of these 3 days, by adding an extra day now and pushing it off, Rosh Hashanah will come out. For instance, if it was planned that Rosh Hashanah should come out on a Thursday, not on a Friday, not on a Wednesday, but if we push it off, then it will come out that Rosh Hashanah will be on a Friday. And therefore, we cannot add an extra month to the extra day to the month of Elul, because we do not want to disturb this Cheshbon of Loyad Rosh. And this is the answer not only for Elul. We can't add any day to a month, because when we're planning this, we're planning it months ahead. This isn't the time of Adar yet. We are worried about what's going to happen in Tishrei. And that's why we want to add an extra month to the month of Adar, because we see that in the time of Tishrei, we will have problems with the Tkufa. So any month in between Adar and Tishrei, if we add an extra day, we will accomplish what we want to. But if we're going to add an extra day, wherever we're going to add it, sof kol sof, in Rosh Hashanah, it will have an effect that Rosh Hashanah might come out on one of those days that we don't want it to come out. Because the Chachamim planned well ahead all other things that Rosh Hashanah should not come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now, if all of a sudden, within one of these months, we're going to add another day, we will disturb that Cheshbon, and Rosh Hashanah will probably come out on one of those days we don't want it to come out. So therefore, the only eitz is to add a whole month, and we're going to push off all the days of Tishrei a whole month, and we will not have a problem with the Tkufa. But the question is another one. What happens if it was planned that Rosh Hashanah should come out on Monday? Now, if it comes out on Monday, there is no problem with adding an extra day. Because if we add an extra day, it will come out on Tuesday. It's also no problem. We don't want Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So any other day, by pushing it off one day, will have a problem. Because if we, for instance, if Rosh Hashanah will come out on Tuesday, by pushing it off a day, it'll be Wednesday. If Rosh Hashanah will come out on Thursday, by pushing it off a day, it'll come out on a Friday. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, by pushing it off a day, it'll come out on Sunday. All these days we don't want. But if Rosh Hashanah happens to come out on a Monday, so here, even if we push it off one day, it won't have a problem because it'll come out on Tuesday. Now, Tuesday is also one of those days that we don't mind if Rosh Hashanah comes out. So Rashi says, since under most cases, when you push it off a day, it'll make a problem. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't ask a question, let's add an extra day instead of being Ma'abed Hashanah, because in most cases, adding a day will make a problem. But then Ash asks another question. We have another Eitzah. Let's make two Iburim. For instance, Rosh Hashanah was supposed to come out on a Tuesday. So during those months between Adar and Tishrei, let's add 2 days. Let's make one month that was supposed to be 29 days. Let's add a day, make it 30. And another month that was supposed to be 29 days. Let's make it 30. So now that we have 2 days, we won't have a problem with Rosh Hashanah. Because if, for instance, Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be on Tuesday, so by adding one day, it'll be on Wednesday. Then we add another day, it'll come out on Thursday. And Thursday is a day that we don't mind that Rosh Hashanah comes out on that day. So l'chura, we could do that instead of adding a whole month in the time of Adar. And Rashi answers that the Chachamim did not want to do that. Because normally, under normal circumstances, it goes like this. 1 month is Mole, 1 month is Choser. 1 month is Mole, 1 month is Choser. One has 29 days, one has 30 days. 129, 130. Now, if we're going to make 2 months Mole, 2 extra months Mole, that means that in that year, we're going to have eight months Mole and 4 months Choser. And Rashi says, the Gemara says that the Chachamim did not want to make 8 months Mole in a year. So therefore, we can't do that. And to make 1 month Mole, we said before, we can't do that either because we're going to disturb the Cheshbon of Lo Yadu Rosh. So the only eight that we have is to add an extra month, and then the tkufa will come out in its proper time. Then the Gemara continues, Meisvei, I will ask you a question. We learned in a braise, Yoim tkufa goymer, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the day that we say the tkufa falls on is the end of the previous tkufa. Rabbi Yossi says, Yoim tkufa matchil, the day of the tkufa is the beginning of the new tkufa. Now before, the way Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi was that according to both, the day of the tkufa is the beginning of the new tkufa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have 15 days in the old tkufa, it's okay. Or according to Rabbi Yossi, if you have 20 days in the old tkufa, it's also okay. Because then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 16th day will be the day of the tkufa, and the day of the tkufa is the beginning of the new tkufa. So you will have every day of Chol HaMoed in the new tkufa. And according to Rabbi Yossi too, since the 21st will be the day of the tkufa, and that is the beginning of the new tkufa, so you will at least have one day Chol HaMoed in the new tkufa. So we said before, we must say, that according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yossi, they both hold that the day of the tkufa is the beginning of the new tkufa. And here we have a braise where it says the Feirish, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the day of the tkufa is the end of the old tkufa. That according to Rabbi Yossi, he holds in this braise that the day of the tkufa is the beginning of the new one. So that fits to what Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel said before. But the way Rabbi Yehuda says in this braise, that doesn't fit to what we said before, because here he says the Feirish that he holds the day of the tkufa is the end of the previous tkufa. But more than that, Tanya, we learn another braise. Says like this: Ei ma'abrei nesashono, you should not make a iber yor, add an extra month of the year. Eleim kein hoisa tkufa chaseiro rubei shel chodesh. Only if the tkufa was missing the most of that month, which means that the tkufa starts in such a day after the majority of the month passed already. The kama rubei shel chodesh, what is the majority of the month? How many days? Shisha oser yoyim, 16 days. That is 16 days of the month of Tisha belong to the old tkufa. That's when you would be ma'abrei nesashono. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtei Yodais, two parts, two tenths of the month. Shtei Yodais v'chaydesh, two hands in the month, which means two parts, two thirds, which is v'kama Shtei Yodais, how much is that v'chaydesh of the month? Chof Yoim, 20 days. So the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that if 20 days of the month belong to the old kufa, that's when you would be ma'aber. But if less than that belong to the old kufa, you would not be ma'aber to Shana. Rabbi Yossi, I mean Rabbi Yossi says, Mechashvin, we calculate it as follows. If it is Shisha Osa Lipnei HaPesach, if we see that there are 16 days before Pesach, which means that the Tkufa of Nisan will fall on the 17th day of Nisan, Ma'abrin, already you would be Ma'abr. Shisha Osa Lipnei HaChag, 16 days before Sukkot, will be in the old Tkufa, which means that the Tkufa of Tishrei will start on the 17th day of Tishrei, Ei Ma'abrin, then you wouldn't be Ma'abr. And the pshat is as follows. Because we are not at this point worried about the tkufa of Nisan. The only reason we mention the tkufa of Nisan, because when we see when the tkufa of Nisan will fall, we automatically understand when the tkufa of Tishrei will fall. And therefore, when we see that the tkufa of Nisan will fall on the 17th day of Nisan, 16 days of Nisan will belong to the tkufa of Tevis. And the tkufa of Nisan will fall on the 17th of Nisan, so then we know for sure that the tkufa of Tishrei will fall on the 22nd day of Tishrei. And even if we hold that you do not need the whole Chol HaMoed to be part of the new tkufa, it's still a problem, because you wouldn't even have one day of Chol HaMoed in the new tkufa if the new tkufa falls on the 22nd. And even if we hold, as the Gemara said before, Rabbi Yossi holds, that the day of the tkufa is the beginning of the new tkufa, it's still no good. Because if the new tkufa starts on the 22nd, which is already after Chol HaMoed, then you don't have any day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot within the new tkufa. And the cheshbon is as follows: how do we know that if the tkufa of Nisan will fall on the 17th day of Nisan, automatically we know that the tkufa of Tishrei will fall on the 22nd day of Tishrei? Because as we said before, normally, as the months go, one is Mole, one is Chaser, one is Mole, one is Chaser. We also know that each tkufa takes up 91 days. So if the tkufa starts on the 17th day of Nisan, and then we cheshbon twice 91 days, because we're going to have the tkufa of Nisan 91 days, then we're going to have the tkufa of Tammuz 91 days, together it's 182. So if we add 182 days to the 17th day of Nisan, knowing that the months in between, one will be mole, one will be chassid. So it will come out that the 183rd day, which is going to be the beginning of the next kufa, will start on the 22nd day of Tishrei. And this is what he says here, that if in the time of Nisan we see that the Tkufa of Nisan will start on the 17th day of the month of Nisan, so then we know that the Tkufa of Tishrei will start on the 22nd day of Tishrei, so we have a problem here. So therefore, we would be Ma'aber the year. But if we see that the 17th day of Tishrei will be the beginning of the Tkufa of Tishrei, that is no problem. Because he holds that you do not need the whole Chol HaMoed Sukkos should be part of the new Tkufa. So therefore, if 17th day of Tishrei is the beginning of the new Tkufa, it's no problem, because even though we're missing one day of Chol HaMoed, because the 16th day of Tishrei, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, will still be part of the old Tkufa, it doesn't matter, because he holds that only mixtas of the Chag, a little bit, only part of Chol HaMoed has to be part of the new Tkufa. And therefore, as long as the last day of Chol HaMoed will be part of the new Tkufa, it's still okay. So therefore, if the 17th day of Tishrei is the beginning of the new Tkufa, it's okay. The truth is that more than that, even if the 18th day of Tishrei is the new Tkufa, or the 19th day, or even the 20th day, or even the 21st day of Tishrei is the new Tkufa, it's still good. And the Gemara will later ask, why did he say that if the 17th day of Tishrei is the new Tkufa, in other words, there are 16 days missing in Tishrei to the new Tkufa, that's when we're not Ma'aber. Which seems to be saying that if, let's say, 17 days of Tishrei would be part of the old Tkufa, you would be Ma'aber. And it is not so, because as we just said, according to him, we do not need the whole Yontif should be part of the new Tkufa. So the Gemara will ask that question later. But then we'll continue with the Braise. The Braise says further, Reb Shimon says, Afshi she'osa lifnei achag ma'avin. Also, if 16 days before Sukkot are part of the old Tkufa, you are also ma'avin. Because he holds that you must have the whole Chol HaMoed part of the new Tkufa, and therefore if 16 days are the old Tkufa and the new Tkufa starts on the 17th, we're missing one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa, and therefore we are Ma'aber. Acherim Maimim, others say, Miyutei. That if the Miyut, the smaller part of the month, is part of the old Tkufa, already you are Ma'aber the year. The Kama Miyutei, how much is the Miyut? Abo Oser Yayin. 14 days. And this is the opinion of Acherim, that if 14 days of the month of Tishrei, or as the Gemara will explain later, maybe it means the month of Nisan, will be part of the old Tkufa, so then we are Ma'aber Shana. And the Gemara will explain the reason behind this opinion. But in the meantime, we have a kasha from this Braise to what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you must have Kulei Chag, all the days of Chol HaMoed must be part of the new Tkufa. And therefore, if 16 days of the month of Tishrei are missing to the new Tkufa, you are Ma'aber Shana. Also, as we said before, he holds that the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa. And in this Braise, we see in both things different. First of all, we see that Rabbi Yehuda said that when are you Ma'aber Shana, if you have 20 days missing to the new Tkufa in the month of Tishrei. So we see definitely that he holds that you do not need all the days of Chol HaMoed to be part of the new Tkufa. Because if you would need that, then if you have 19 days even missing, you already have to be Ma'aber. If you have 18 days missing, etc., you have to be Ma'aber. And he said that if it's not missing 20, you're not Ma'aber. Only if it's missing from 20 and up. So obviously he holds that you do not have to have all the days of Chol HaMoed part of the new Tkufa. Another thing, we see that he mentioned not 21 days, but 20 days. He says that if there are 20 days missing, you already are Ma'aber. The Chora, even if he holds that you just need mixtas of the Chol HaMoed to be part of the new Tkufa, but still, why did he say if you are missing 20 days, you already are Ma'aber? The Chura, if you're missing 20 days, that means that the Yom HaTkufa comes out on the 21st day. The 21st day is still part of Chol HaMoed. So at least you have one day part of Chol HaMoed. So since he says that if you have 20 days, you already are Ma'aber, obviously he holds that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one. And therefore, if it's 20 days missing, the day of the Tkufa is the 21st, so the 21st is still part of the old one. When does the new one start? On the 22nd, and that's why he says it's no good. So we see here that he holds that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one, while the way Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said before, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa. So here we have a kasha in two things. First, a kasha that Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need the whole of Chag within the Nutkufa, and in the Braita we see you don't. And also, the way Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the Nutkufa, and in the Braita we see that he holds that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous Tkufa. And the Gemara says, kasha, this remains a kasha, we have no answer to this question. Then the Gemara continues, Omer Mar, we had learned previously in the Braise, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shteyot is b'chaydesh, Esfim Yoim, that if two-thirds of the month is missing to the Nutkufa, which is 20 days, that's when you're ma'abed the year. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mechashvim, we calculated that if it's Shishos, or Yom Lifnei HaPesach, if it's 16 days before Pesach, missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, ma'abrin, we are still ma'abed. But if there are 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Tisha, we are not ma'abed. Now what is the reason why if there are 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, we are me'aber already? As we said before, because if you calculate it, it'll come out that the Tkufa of Tisha will start on the 22nd day of Tishrei. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he needs at least one day of Chol HaMoed should be part of the Nutkufa. But the Gemara's kasha is, Haine Rabbi Yehuda, isn't it the same opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that you must have at least one day of the Chol HaMoed part of the Nutkufa. He doesn't need the whole Chol HaMoed part of the Nutkufa. He says one day is enough. That's why he says 20 days. Now, Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi said that if there are 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, you must be Ma'aber, why is it? Because, as we said before, when you come to Tishrei, you will not even have one day of Chol HaMoed part of the Nutkufa. So the Chura, they're both saying the same thing. So what is the Machlokes? And the Gemara answers, Yoim Tkufa Goymer, Yoim Tkufa Maschil, Kibanayu. The difference between them is whether we hold that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the old one, or we hold the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new one. Which means that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the old one. Therefore, he says, if 20 days are missing, already you have to be Ma'aber. Because the Tkufa will fall out on the 21st, and he holds that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one, so that 21st day of Tishrei is still part of the old Tkufa. When does the new Tkufa start? The next day, the 22nd. So you will not have even one day of Chol HaMoed part of the new Tkufa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if 20 days of Tishrei are missing to the Nutkufa, you already are Ma'aber. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he holds that if there are 21 days missing to the month of Tishrei, to the Nutkufa, that's when you are Ma'aber. But if 20 days would be missing, then you are not Ma'aber. Because he said that if there are 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, that's when you are Ma'aber. If you have 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, then there will be 21 days missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei, as he made the Cheshbon before. But if you will have 15 days missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, which means that you will only have 20 days missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei, according to Rabbi Yossi, you will still not be Ma'aber. But why? Because Rabbi Yossi holds the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new one. So therefore, if you have 20 days missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei, so the day of the Tkufa will be the 21st. He holds that the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new one, so you will have at least one day of Chol HaMoed part of the new one. So this is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one. Therefore, according to him, 20 days missing is already enough to be Ma'aber. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to have 21 days missing in order to be Ma'aber. And the Gemara continues, Amar Mar, we had learned before, that Rabbi Yossi said, if you have Shisho Salifni Achag, if there are 16 days before Sukkot missing to the Nutkufa, a Ma'abrin, you are not Ma'abrin. Because he holds that you do not have to have all the days of Chol HaMoed to be part of the Nutkufa. So the Gemara says, El Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, it comes out the way he expresses himself. That Shisho Salifni Achag Hudalai, that only if there are 16 days missing to the Nutkufa, that's when you would not be Ma'abrin. Hoshifse, but if it would be 17 days missing, Utamneise, you would have 18 days missing. Ma'abrin, you would be Ma'abrin. Because he only quotes 16 days. Obviously, if it's more than 16, you would be Ma'aber. But why? Vahomah, didn't he himself say a minute ago that Shisha also lifni al Pesach, that 16 days before Pesach, ain't, that's when you are Ma'aber. Votzilei. But if it's less than 16 days before Pesach, then you would not be Ma'aber. But as we made the calculations before, if you have, let's say, 15 days in the month of Nisan missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, you will have more than 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei. You will have more than 17. So it comes out, since Rabbi Yossi holds that if you have less than 16 days before Pesach, missing to the Tkufa of Nisan, you are still not Ma'aber. Obviously, he holds that the only time you would have to be Ma'aber if you have 21 days missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei. So if that's what he holds, why does he say if you have 16 days missing to Tishrei, you would not be Ma'aber? Is Mashmer, he would have more than that, he would be Ma'aber. But from there he says that if you have less than 16 days before Pesach, you are not Ma'aber, is Mashmer, that anything less than 21 days missing to Tishrei, you would not be Ma'aber. So how come he says here that only 16 days before Tishrei you are not Ma'aber, which is Mashmer, that more than that you are Ma'aber? So the Gemara says, no. In all these cases you are not Ma'aber. In other words, as long as you do not have 21 days missing in Tishrei, you would not be Ma'aber. Why did he say 16 only? But since in the first part, concerning Pesach, he said that if you do have 16 days missing before Pesach, you would be Ma'aber. So therefore, he also mentions concerning that month of Tishrei, when you would not be Ma'aber, so he also says 16. That if you would have 16 missing before Tishrei, then you would not be Ma'aber. By 16 by Pesach, you would be Ma'aber. 16 by Tishrei, you are not Ma'aber. But he didn't mean Dafke 16. He means 16, 17, all the way up to 21. Then the Gemara continues. We said in the Braise, Reb Shimon, Noam Reb Shimon says, Av Shisha Oso Lifnei Chag Ma'abrim. And even if you have 16 days before Sukkot, you are Ma'aber. Not like Reb Yossi who said, that if you have 16 days missing by Tishrei, you are not Ma'aber. So Reb Shimon says, you are Ma'aber. So the Gemara asks, Hi, in Tanakame, isn't it the same opinion as Tanakame? The first Tanakh in the Braise said clearly that that you are not Ma'aber unless there are 16 days missing to the Tkufa. So the Tanakame holds that if you do have 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei, you are Ma'aber the Shona. What does Reb Shimon say here at the end? That not like Rabbi Yossi who says that if you have 16 days missing to the Tkufa of Tishrei, you are not Ma'aber, but he holds you are Ma'aber. But it's the same thing as Tanakame. Tanakame said that if you have 16 days missing, you are Ma'aber, and Rabbi Shimon says the same thing. And the Gemara answers, the difference is, Yoim Tkufa Maschel, Yoim Tkufa Goymer. Whether the day of the Tkufa itself is the beginning of the new Tkufa, or the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous Tkufa. One of them will hold that the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa, and therefore, if you have 15 days missing, and the Tkufa comes out on the 16th day, you already would not be Ma'aber, because if the Tkufa comes out on the 16th day, the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa, so you have every day of Chol HaMoed part of the new Tkufa. But the other one will hold that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one, and therefore, if there are 15 days missing, and the Tkufa comes out on the 16th, you still have to be Ma'aber. Because since the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one, so the 16th day belongs to the previous Tkufa, the new Tkufa will just start on the 17th, so you're missing one day of Chol HaMoed as part of the new Tkufa. But V'loim Asayme, we do not know exactly which one says which. All we know is, since they're saying the same thing, and there must be a difference, so the difference will be what we mean when we say the Cheshem 16. Do we mean 16 missing, and the Tkufa falls on the 17th? That's when you would be Ma'aber. But if the Tkufa would fall on the 16th, you would not be Ma'aber. Or the other one means, when he says the Loshon 16, he means that the Tkufa falls on the 16th, you already are Ma'aber. But we do not know exactly which one says which, because from their expressions it is not clear. Before, when we said that the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi was also the same thing, whether Yom Tkufa Maschel, Yom Tkufa Goymer, there it was clear which one said which. Because Rabbi Yehuda said clearly 20 days. So we know for sure, and he holds that the day of the Tkufa is the end. Therefore, he holds that if there will be just 20 days missing and the Tkufa is on the 21st, already it is no good. Because that is still part of the old Tkufa. So there we know for sure that he is the one that holds the day of the Tkufa is the end. And Rabbi Yossi holds the day of the Tkufa is the beginning. But here when we say that the difference between Hanakam and Rabbi Shimon is whether Yom Tkufa Maschel or Yom Tkufa Goymer, we do not know exactly which one holds which. Then the Gemara continues, Acherim Oimim, others say Miyutir, even if you have just the Miyut, the least part of the month, that is missing to the Tkufa, you also would be Ma'aber Shana. The Kama Miyut, how much is the Miyut? Arbo Oser Yoim, 14 days. But the Gemara asks, Maika Sovra, what do Acherim hold? What should be the reason of their opinion? Ika Sovra, if they hold Yoim Tkufa Goymer, in other words, even if they will hold the furthest extreme, that the day of the Tkufa itself is still the end of the previous Tkufa. And they hold Kula Chag B'inen, that you need all the days of Yontev, which means all the days of Chol HaMoed, to be part of the new Tkufa. Still Ha'ike, still you have. Because if you have just 14 days missing, meaning that the tkufa falls on the 15th, still it's okay. Even if it holds the day of the tkufa, it's still part of the old one, which means that the new tkufa will start on the 16th. And even if you hold that you must have all the days of Chol HaMoed, you still have it, because if the tkufa, the new tkufa will start on the 16th, the 16th is the first day of Chol HaMoed, so you have everything. You have all the days of Chol HaMoed part of the new tkufa. So what is the reason for the opinion of Acherim that even if you have 14 days missing to the new tkufa, you already are ma'abed? The Gemara says, Omer of Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, Acherim b'tkufas nisim kaimeh. And Acherim said, 14 days, they were talking about the tkufa of Nisan, not about the tkufa of Tishrei. They see, because the Pasuk says by Nisan, Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. You should watch, guard, the month of Aviv, the month of spring. That means, Shomer, you should watch Aviv Shot Kufa, that the spring of the tkufa, which means that the tkufa of Aviv, the kufa of spring, which is the tkufa of Nisan, Sheyehei b'Chodesh Nisan should be in the month of Nisan. But which part of the month of Nisan? So as Rashi explains, it should be part of the time when the Levana is still b'chidusha, is still renewing itself. The first 14 days, the Levana is still renewing itself. The 15th day is already an old Levana. As long as it's growing and it's renewing itself. Then from 15 and on, it gets smaller, so then it is called already an old Levana. And since the Torah uses the Lashon, Shomer es Chodesh Aviv, and the word Chodesh comes from the word Chodesh Nu, so we need that the Tkufa should start while the Levana is still new. And therefore, we must have the day of the Tkufa at least on the 14th day. Now, if 14 days are part of the old Tkufa, and the day of the Tkufa of Nisan is on the 15th day, already after the time when the Levana is new, so then it is no good. And therefore, he says that when there are 14 days missing to the Tkufa, and he means the Tkufa of Nisan, you already have to be Me'abed the year. Then the Gemara asks, there is another Eiseh. And if you have 14 days missing, so you are a problem with one day. If you would have only 13 days missing, there's no problem. Because the new tkufa will be on the 14th, and the 14th is still a day when the moon is chodesh, is new. So when there are 14 days missing, you have a problem with one day. Now in order to fix the problem of one day, you have another eitzah. Add another day to the month of Adar, so it will push everything off one day. So the tkufa, the day of the tkufa will not be on the 15th day, but the day of the tkufa will be on the 14th day, and it'll be okay. So why do you have to add a whole month and push everything off a month? Why not just add one day to the month of Adar? And the problem we had before, that we couldn't do this, we said, because this will mess up the calculations of Tishrei, because we normally calculate that Tishrei should not come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Now, if we're going to add a day to the month of Adar, this will push everything off one day, so then it'll push off Rosh Hashanah also. For instance, if Rosh Hashanah was supposed to come out on a Thursday, now if we're going to add a day to the month of Adar, so then Rosh Hashanah will come out on a Friday, and we don't want that to happen, as we said before. But in this case, this is no problem, because one of the months during the summer, we will take off a day. That's one of those months that was supposed to be Moleh, supposed to have 30 days, we will take off a day and make it into 29 days, and that will put everything back. So then, even if it should have come out on Friday, it will go back to original stage, and Rosh Hashanah will come out back on a Thursday. Before, when we said that, because before we didn't have a problem with Nisan, we had a problem with Tishrei. And that's when we said before, that if we're going to add another day, we're going to push everything off concerning Tishrei. But here, concerning Tishrei, we have no problem. The problem is concerning Nisan. So then, all we have to do is add one day to Adar, so then it'll straighten out Nisan, then we'll take one day off in the months of the summer, and that will make Rosh Hashanah come back to its original time. And that's the Gemara's question. Why don't we do that, rather than adding it a whole month? Amar Rabbi Chaim said, Tanem umay lo lamata kechoshe. This Tanem, these Acherim, are calculating from up down. V'hocha komer, this is what he meant to say. Ad miyute meyabrin. Up to the miyut, we are ma'aber. Up to the miyut. The kama miyutei, how much is the miyut of the month? Arba asar yayim, which means up to 14 days, but not including 14 days. In other words, if there are many days missing to the tkufa of Nisan in the month of Nisan, let's say 16 days, 15 days, up to 14 days, that's when you are ma'aber. But 14 days themselves, you are not ma'aber. Before we thought that when he used the term 14 days, he meant that if there are 14 days, you are ma'aber. And that question was, Why do that? Why not add a day to the month of Adar? But now we're saying that's not what he meant. He meant everything up to 14. Many days up to 14, not including 14. And if there are 14 days missing, you are not ma'aber. Why? And the reason is because you have a better eitzah. All you do is add one day to the month of Adar, and that's it. Because if there are 14 days missing, then you have only a problem with one day. So then you have the eitzah of adding a day to the month of Adar. So therefore, if there are 14 days, you are not ma'aber. But anything up to 14 days, let's say there are 15 days missing, then you are ma'aber. Because then you have a problem with more than one day. So even if you're going to add one day to Adar, you still will have a problem. Because let's say there are 15 days missing, so then you're going to add a day to the month of Adar, you'll have still 14 days missing, and the tkufa will come out on the 15th, so the tkufa will not come out on a day when the moon is still becoming renewed, becoming chodesh. So therefore, he said that up to 14 days, you have to be ma'aber, but if there are 14 days missing to the month of Nisan, then you are not ma'aber. And the Gemara continues, Ravina said, no, lo'ilom acherim b'tishrei kaim, emes acherim, we're talking about Tishrei, not about Nisan, as we said before. The question we asked, what is the cheshbon of 14 days? L'chura, if you have 14 days missing, there is no problem. Because if the tkufa comes out on the 15th day, so even if you'll hold that the day of the tkufa is the end of the previous tkufa, still you have all the days of Chol HaMoed part of the new tkufa, because the 16th day is definitely already the new tkufa. And the 16th day is the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the answer the Gemara gives, the kasov ra'achayrim kula chag be'inin v'yon tavrishin. Achayrim hold that not only must you have all the days of Chol HaMoed, part of the Nutkufa, but the first day of Yontev also must be part of the Nutkufa. And therefore, if there are 14 days missing, and the day of the Tkufa is the 15th, and we hold that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous Tkufa, so when does the Nutkufa really start? On the 16th. So the first day of Yontev, which is the 15th, is still part of the old Tkufa, and Nachayim holds that even the first day of Yontev must be part of the Nutkufa. But then the Gemara asks, Yontev Rishon, the first day of Yontev, Chag Osif Ksiv, doesn't it say in the Torah the Yontev of gathering, and on Yontev itself, you cannot gather? The Gemara says, Acherim learn that what does the Pasuk mean, Chag Habo Bizman Asifa, the Yontev that comes in the time of gathering. So it doesn't mean the day when you are actually able to gather, it means the Yontev of the season of gathering. So therefore, Acherim holds that even the first day of Yontev is included, has to be included in the new Tkufa. So therefore, if you have 14 days missing, and the day of the Tkufa is on the 15th, and he holds the day of the Tkufa is still the end of the previous Tkufa, so then you also have to be ma'aber. But in this Gemara, we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. As we said before, that Rashi holds that according to all the other mandomas except Acherim, we cannot ask a question, why do we have to add an extra month? Why don't we just be ma'aber another month, let's be ma'aber Adar, or any other month? Rashi said, that's no question, because that will disturb the calculation of Adu Rosh, of not having Rosh Hashanah come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. And when the Gemara does ask the question, it is only according to Acherim, because the Gemara explained in that chat, Acherim is talking about the month of Nisan. So then we are able to avoid the problem of one day by adding a day to the month of Adar. And this will not disturb the calculations of Lo Yadu Rosh, because during the summer, we will take off a day from another month and we will straighten it out concerning Rosh Hashanah. But in the other mandoma, that they were not talking about the Tkufa of Nisan, but they were talking about the Tkufa of Tishrei, so here the Gemara L'Chatchila couldn't ask such a question, because by adding a day, we will disturb the Cheshbon of Lo Yadu Rosh. We couldn't add 2 days, as Rashi said, because then we will have 8 months in the year Molei, and that the Chachamim did not want to do. That's the way Rashi learned. But the Rabbi Natam learns that Be'emes, not everyone agrees to this klal at Lo Yadu Rosh, that we're worried about not having Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So according to those Manda Omars, the question is, why don't we add an extra day to another month instead of adding a whole month? And therefore the Rabbi Natam learns that this question in the Gemara here, Le'abre La'odar, is not a question only on Acherim. When we explained that Acherim was talking about the Tkufa of Nisan, this is a general question on all Manda Omars. But according to them all, if there's a problem only with one day, so then why add a whole month? Why don't we just add another day to the month of Adar or any other month? And the Gemara said it, that they're talking Mamayla Lamata really refers to all the Manda Omars. That all the days that they said, they did not mean that day you do have to be Ma'abe. For instance, the one that says 16 days, he did not mean that if there are 16 days missing, you have to be ma'aber. He meant up to 16 days. or the one that says 21 days. He did not mean that if there are 21 days missing, you are ma'aber. He meant if there are up to 21 days, which means 22 and up. But 21 itself, or according to the other one, 17 itself, Yutake would not be ma'aber. Why? Because you have an easier Eitzah, since the problem is only in one day, you have an Eitzah of being ma'aber one of the other months, and then you avoid this problem. Another thing that there's a machloekas Rashi and Tosfos here in this Gemara is concerning the Teres that the Gemara gave on Acherim, that Acherim is talking about Tkufas Nisan. And the Gemara said that we take it from the Pasuk Shomer et Chodesh Aviv, and as Rashi explained, that the new Tkufa has to be at least one day in the time when the Levana is new, and therefore if there are 14 days missing, so then the Tkufa starts on the 15th day. So even if we're going to hold that the 15th day is the beginning of the new Tkufa, because the day of the Tkufa is not the end of the previous one, but the beginning of the new one, still there is a problem, Rashi said, because the 15th day is already a time when the Levana is not new anymore. And that's why he says that if there are 14 days missing, we are Ma'aber Deshana. But Tosfos says that according to this, we don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asked, if there's a problem with one day, let's add a day to the month of Adar, and we'll solve the problem. But according to this, you could answer very easily. Maybe Acherim hold that Yom Tkufa, the day of the Tkufa, is still the end of the previous Tkufa. And therefore, by adding one day, you won't solve the problem. Because if you add a day to Adar, what will happen? The day of the Tkufa will not be on the 15th, because there are 14 days missing. And the day of the Tkufa is the 15th. By adding a day, the day of the Tkufa will not be on the 15th, but it will be on the 14th. But if you hold the day of the Tkufa is still the end of the previous Tkufa, so then it comes out that the day of the Tkufa, which is the 14th, is still the end of the previous one. When does the new one start on the 15th? The 15th already is not the Chiddush of the Levana. The Levana is not new anymore. So you still have a problem. And that is what he meant. That if you have 14 days missing, so then even by adding one day, you will not solve the problem. The Gemara could have answered that. What makes the Gemara so sure? According to Acherim, the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa. And therefore, by adding a day, so the Tkufa will fall on the 14th, so the new Tkufa will already be on the 14th. Maybe he holds that the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous one, so even by adding one day, he won't gain anything, because even if the Tkufa falls on the 14th, it's still part of the old Tkufa, and the new Tkufa will not be to the 15th. Another thing he says, according to Rashi, we said that on the 15th day already, the Levana is not new anymore, but Tosfos said that it's not so, and Tosfos brings Rayas that the 15th day of the month is still part of the Chiddush of the Levana. And therefore, Tosfos learns that according to Acherim Be'emes, the day of the Tkufa is the end of the previous Tkufa. And the truth is that the Chiddush of the Levana goes up to the 15th day. And this is what he meant. If there are 14 days missing, so then the day of the Tkufa is the 15th, and since the day of the Tkufa belongs to the old Tkufa, so it comes out that the new Tkufa will not start till the 16th, and the 16th already is not in the time of Chiddush Levana. And that's what the Gemara asks. Let's add another day. When you add another day, then the day of the Tkufa will come out not on the 15th, but on the 14th. So even though the day of the Tkufa belongs to the old Tkufa, but the 15th day, which is already the next day, that will be already the beginning of the new Tkufa, and the 15th day is still the time of the Chiddush of the Levana. And this was the Gemara's Kasha. And now we will continue with the Gemara. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Smicha Skenim. It said in the Mishnah that when the Skenim, the Sanhedrin, have to put their hands on the Korban, which is Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, that if the Bezdin passed them by mistake, and the people followed the Pesakdin of Bezdin, and then they realize their mistake, they have to bring a Korban, which is called Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. And the din is that the Sanhedrin have to put their hands on the korban, as the pasuk says, "V'somchu zikna eidas yedayim," that the zikna eidah have to put their hands on the korban. So there was a machloikis in the Mishnah. How many people you have to have? Do you have to have three? Are three enough for this? A bezin of three, or must you have five? But the Gemara, as the Rabbanon learned, the pasuk says, "V'somchu zikna," that the zikanim should put their hands on. So Yochel, I would think, Ziknei Ashuk, Skeini from the street, that means Poshet, old people, that you don't have to have Sanhedrin, it doesn't have to be Bezin, just old people from the street could put their hands on this korban. Talmud Leimer, so the Poshet continues and says, Eidah, the Ziknei Eidah, the Skeini from the community, from the congregation. And Eidah usually refers to Sanhedrin. So therefore, you cannot just take Skeini from the street, you must take Sanhedrin. But Eidah, if just from the word Eidah, Yochel, I would think, Ktanei Eidah, the small Eidah, which means that you don't have to have members of the Sanhedrin Gdola, or the Sanhedrin of 71, you could take members from the Sanhedrin Ktana, which is a Sanhedrin of 23 people. Talmud Leimer, so we see in the Pasuk, it says Ha Eidah. It doesn't just say Eidah, it says Ziknei Ha Eidah with the Hey. means miyuchadim shebeda, the special ones of the Eda, which means that you have to have members of the Sanhedrin Gdola. Kamahein, and how many? So the Gemara says, Tesomcho Shnayman. It says, they shall put, so since it says they, it's already two, because when it says plural, so it doesn't say how many, we know it's two. Then it says Ziknei, elders, so it's also plural, Shnayim again two. So together it's four. And we have a rule of Ein Bezen Shokul, you can't have an even number in a Bezen. You have to add one more. Harei Kan Chamisha, so you have five. That's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, that you must have five. Rebbe Shimon says, Ziknei Shnayim, we just learned from the word Ziknei. Two Skenim, because it says plural the Skenim, so we know it's two. But Ein Bezen Shokul, since you can't have an even number in Bezen, so you add one more. So together, Harei Kan Shloisha, so you have three. So Rebbe Shimon holds, you only need three, you don't need five. But the Gemara asked Reb Shimon, "Hoksiv the Somcho according to Reb Shimon, how can he say that you only need three? And he dashes the word Ziknei, but doesn't it say the Somcho? So it says in the Torah, they shall put their hands on, so it already says they. So why doesn't he dashen from the word the Somcho also that you have to have two? So together it would be two from the Somcho, two from Ziknei, and one more would be five. So the Gemara answers, Ahum Iboyle Legufe. Reb Shimon says that you cannot dashen anything from the Somcho because that you need for itself. Just the Pasuk has to say that they have to put their hands on. That word is not extra. So therefore, we cannot learn anything out. The only word we learn out from is Ziknei. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a good kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda learn out from the word Vesomchu, too, when this word is needed for itself? So the Gemara says, L'gufa l'ktorech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you do not need it for itself. The im came because if so, the le'osri v'somcho le'drosha, if le'somcho does not come for a drosha, just comes to tell her that you have to put your hands on, lichtev, let the Torah write, ziknu ha'eda yedeim aray shapor. This kainim of the Eda should have their hands on the right head of the pot. Why does the Torah have to add the word v'somcho? So it's an extra word. And since it's an extra word, it comes to teach us that two more, so it's two and two and one. But then the Gemara is with Rav Shimon, it's a kasha and Rav Shimon. How could Rav Shimon say that we need the somcho for itself, when really the word is extra, the Torah didn't have to write it? The Gemara says, Iksiv Hachiv would say without the word Besomcho, just the Skenim should have their hands on the pod. Hava, I mean, I would say, my al Besomcho. What does it tell you to me when it says their hand should be on the pod? It doesn't mean directly on, touching it, but next to it. Because sometimes the word al means Somuch. So therefore, the Torah must say Besomcho to tell us that you must put it on top. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that the Besomcho comes to teach us the din of two more? Because otherwise it's extra. The Chura is not extra. Because if not for that, you would think that you could put it on the side. So he says, no, to tell us that you must put it on top and touch it, we don't need the word besomchu, because gomar reish reish me'oilo. We would learn out the word, the gzeira shavet, the word reish, from the word reish ba'oilo. By oilo it says that you should put your hands on reish ha'oilo, and here it says you should put your hands on reish ha'par. So we would learn out, just like there you must put it on top, here you also must put it on top. And then the Gemara asks Rav Shimon, so this is a kasha on Rav Shimon, and the Gemara says, Rav Shimon le gomar reish reish me'ilo. He does not learn the Gzeira Shavah because, as we know, Gzeira Shavah must be the Kabbalah, and he didn't have the Kabbalah of this Gzeira Shavah, so he doesn't learn this Gzeira Shavah, so he must use the Vesomcho to teach us that you must put it on top, so it's not extra. So therefore, according to him, all you need is three people in this business.